Let's move along to Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who represents the 16th. He's part of the Illinois campaign supporting Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush did not have a great showing tonight. He's still in single digits, but you kind of knew that, didn't you, Congressman?
What? Wait, hold on. 3% is not a great night? I'm shocked.
2.7.
No.
2.75. Yeah, no, who's counting?
We knew from the very beginning this was, you know, Iowa was going to be tough. In fact, there are a lot of people saying Jeb shouldn't even go to Iowa, just stick in New Hampshire. And you know what? Look, the pundits are going to make a decision as to whether he should have or shouldn't have gone. But when all's said and done, I mean, this is the governor himself that basically said, I want to compete everywhere for every vote. So, you know, look, we are, if you look at the polls in New Hampshire, it's really within a point for second place among about three or four guys.
Oh, yeah.
The governor's there right now doing town hall meetings. So let's see how New Hampshire turns out in a week. And look, New Hampshire always rejects Iowa. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out.
So what are you looking for out of New Hampshire? What will you guys define as a win?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, I thought personally that Trump was going to win tonight in Iowa. And so I assumed that he was probably going to win in New Hampshire. And so the real question was who comes in second and third. Trump losing tonight, if in fact he does. By the way, Cruz is pretty decently behind in New Hampshire. I can't see New Hampshire giving him a bump from Iowa, but I can see New Hampshire penalizing Trump for Iowa. So the question is, does he take a hit in Iowa, and who benefits? I think, you know, it could be somebody like a Jeb Bush that benefits. It frankly could be a Marco Rubio that benefits from it. So I think in the next 6 or 7 days, New Hampshire is a scramble. I think I think you may see a complete swap in front runners. And, you know, look, I'm sure Ted Cruz is celebrating tonight, but I think at the end of the day, he doesn't end up being the nominee.
Congressman, this is Chris Roebling. I want to ask
you,
hi there. It's good to be in touch. Why did you choose to endorse Governor Bush? What was it about Jeb Bush that drew you to him as opposed to, you know, you going to Marco or Rand Paul or Ted Cruz or something?
Well, look, I endorsed Jeb about a year ago, actually. That was before, like, frankly, anybody. So it's a good thing he ran or had to look pretty stupid. but part of the reason is, you know, he said this a year ago. He goes, look, I'm going to be the same guy in the primary that I'm going to be in the general election. I respect that. Truthfully, I get sick of politicians that are one person in front of one audience and another person in front of the other. Just be yourself. And frankly, if you don't win, fine. At least you can look in the mirror and say that you were who you were. You know, look, Ted Cruz, I mean, to be quite honest with you, he does a great job of going out and saying that the reason nobody in Washington likes him is because we're all part of the establishment. He's shaking up the establishment. That's not true. People in Washington don't like Ted Cruz because we know him. And we frankly know that he is one guy in front of one audience and the other guy in front of another.
To know him is to hate him.
That's right. And so I just respect the fact that Jeb's been pretty straightforward with who he is.
Congressman, let me just ask you. I mean, I just asked Congressman LaHood this. What do you do to prepare for Illinois off a showing like this? I mean, you know, obviously you knew going into Iowa that it wasn't going to be a win. You know, a lot of people are saying maybe, you know, Governor Bush shouldn't even campaign in Iowa. What do you do to get the faithful in Illinois energized after a showing like this tonight?
Well, you're not going to get them energized after a showing tonight. But look, literally 7 days away is New Hampshire. Let's see how he does in New Hampshire. And then shortly after that, South Carolina. I've actually campaigned for the governor in South Carolina. A strong veteran community, and the governor's had, I think, 13 Medal of Honor recipients that have endorsed him. I campaigned with two of them and the governor in Iowa. So veterans react very well to Governor Bush because just the way he talks, you know, he speaks about foreign policy in depth. It's not in sound bites. And that's South Carolina. So I think, look, you're going to have the next two elections. You're going to have New Hampshire, where I think the governor gets momentum, I hope, and South Carolina, where he does the same. And then you're starting to really deal with what does Illinois look like, because we're still about a month and a half away here.
Congressman Kinzinger represents the 16th District. He's part of the Illinois campaign supporting Governor Jeb Bush. Congressman, thanks for taking some time out tonight.
Yeah, of course, guys. Take care. Enjoyed it. Thanks.
Great to have you.
Take care.